Okay, then let's get started. So we have up on stage James Loden yakking about Python. Some of you will remember from your compiler classes maybe, or from other work. He's one of the team working on a COBOL front end in GCC, and now you may think, okay, COBOL was what my grandfather used maybe or something, but COBOL is still alive. Did it have a new standard released recently?
Yeah, 23.
There you go. And you use it. Diversity in programming languages. You use it every day indirectly, probably for financial transactions.
You may well have used it this morning.
Yeah. There you go.
I tend to think that the 3 years I've spent on this is a lot of work, but I've learned today to appreciate how much other work has gone in to the thing that we are contributing to. We set out some years ago we decided it's time for a real free COBOL compiler, and I proposed we should add it to GCC, and that is what led to this presentation. I'm going to talk to you about why that is a good idea, and why I had no idea what I was getting into, and what I've learned in the process. All of the large firms, I would say, in the 1970s and 80s wrote their books and records software in COBOL, and that's how we run our financial businesses everywhere in the world yet now. The chances are that your ATM transaction yesterday went through a COBOL program that was written in 1980 or so. There are estimated to be billions of lines in use still today, and there was a period some years ago in the 90s when some COBOL applications, for example, were moved to Java because that was the new thing. Those were the easy programs. The hard ones are one massive spaghetti that you don't even want to know what it looks like. And the only way you can move it to a new system is by taking that source code and making it run on a different computer. You're never going to re-engineer it. If it were, I wouldn't be here. The banks, or any of these institutions, spend a fortune running their proprietary systems on emulations provided by vendors for machines they haven't made for decades. That costs a lot of money. I just want 10% of that money. this is an ongoing thing. We're working now, actually, with someone. I'll go into more detail later. That this idea is you just take the code as you find it, however it may be, you compile it, and you run it to a different machine. So we are targeting, we're targeting ISO as a standard, because you have to go somewhere, plus whatever additions are needed by some particular house to build what they need for their purposes. It's so old, Bacchus and Auer hadn't started yet.